It is 6 o'clock. Call this meeting to order. Joint Committee, Land and Natural Resources, Cultural Preservation, Health, Education, and Welfare Committees. It is August 23rd. I have an invocation. I'd like to ask Ms. Beard, if you'd have over that first, please.
Dear God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Father, we thank you for your travel mercies. And I thank you for watching over us all this day and as we travel home tonight. Thank you for all the blessings of life and for your love and mercy and grace upon us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next we have roll call. Agassi.
Bill Proctor.
Here.
Ms. Jack. Bill Beaver.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Here.
Thomas Jehola.
Here.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Joyce Deere.
Present.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
James Jennings.
Here.
Chairman, I got 9 present, 1 absent.
9 present, 1 absent. Constitutional quorum, so any business transacted this evening will be valid. Next, we have the approval minutes for July 26, 2016. I'll give you a couple of minutes to review that and ask for a motion. Made to approve minutes or any corrections made? Everybody.
Green.
Okay. I know it. Saying it by Mark Randolph. Roll call.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Abstain.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 7 favors, 9 against, and 1 abstain.
Okay, those minutes have been approved with 7 forward and 0 against, 1 abstention. Next is the order of business. TR-16-128, a tribal resolution in the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute an operating agreement for the Creek Indian Smoke Shop. The sponsor is Lucian Tiger.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by James Jennings.
Seconded
by Thomas Shahoa. We're in discussion. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Basically, this agreement, what this does, it allows Mr. Boswell to run the smoke shop for Duck Creek Community, just like it does, the Muscogee Community Smoke Shop. This started back, the special started was back in March, but since Duck Creek wanted to move it from the casino property to the property where the community sets on, some BIA had to be involved in that. I'm letting Ms. Topoff speak on that briefly, if she would.
Good evening, representatives. We weren't able to bring all the necessary documents in place because we're not quite sure the logistics of where they're wanting to place the smoke shop, but I made the resolution broad, so I want you all to be aware of that you're agreeing to not only the operating agreement, which is provided to you, where Mr. Boswell gets to operate the community smoke shop, it still remains the community smoke shop. He would just be the one operating, purchasing, managing the day-to-day activities that he would, in essence, be paying the community agreed upon amount of, I believe, $1 per carton of cigarettes purchased, and then also paying the Muscogee Creek Nation Tax Commission the taxes on those. The second part to that would be in relocating the smoke shop. They're wanting to move it from the current place of right outside the casino. I guess it's kind of cumbersome to get in there, and there's speed bumps, and they're wanting to place it in a more lucrative position to gain more business. So in moving it, we need to look at there probably will need to be, one, a new facility put on tribal trust land, and you guys are charge of, you know, authorizing any new construction on tribal land. So you would be authorizing the construction of a new building. It is my understanding that Mr. Boswell, in the agreement, would be purchasing this building. It's kind of like a prefab building, and putting on the proposed site. So we would need to make sure Realty and that is restricted trust land where he's wanting to place it. So we would need tribal national council would need to approve the construction, and then the third thing would be with the placing of the new building, we're going to have utilities, so we'll need service line agreements and that such. So in this legislation, we don't have those necessary service line agreements right now, but that you would approve those as long as they're presented to the AG's office for review, and as long as there's no waivers. But if there are any waivers of sovereign immunity, we would always come back to National Council specifically to approve that specific service line agreement or easement if needed. So those three things, one, the operating agreement, two, the construction of a new facility, and three, any easements or service line agreements. So.
Thank you, Ms. Tucker. Also, I have a question. Mr. Jennings and I have had some discussion about this. Where the entryway is proposed right here, how is that going to affect, is that going to affect Mr. Henlow's property?
I do not know. I was not a part of the proposed site plan that was provided. That's something that probably we would need to talk closer with Realty. I don't know, Mr. Boswell, you may know a little bit more, but I just wanted to present that to council so you're aware of the proposed site.
Thank you, Mr. Boswell. Mr. Boswell?
As far as the entryway, it needs to be added on 10 or 12 feet to the south, the entryway, to be able to come in and out safely and plenty of room. Or there needs to be another driveway for approximately 160 feet south of there on that same property. That property we're talking about is 200 foot square that bumps north of a line of the in-law property or in-law's property. If this passes, I will have to get with the state and see if, I would think it'd be easier for them to widen that driveway a little than to give us another entryway down there, but I need to do one or the other, get it approved to be able to do it.
Thank you. Any comments to that?
Any questions? Yes.
Thank you, Chairman Proctor. So that's always been my question with the safety of that area. There have been fatality wrecks at the casino on Ferguson Road, one not too long ago, just what, like a month or two ago, there was a double fatality wreck there. So I've always asked about stoplights or caution lights or something to get people to slow down through there. Would that still be a consideration with this, with now having two major entrances? Because obviously, I mean, we want lots of traffic going in and out of there, but would there be any possibility of us checking into a stoplight or maybe slowing that traffic down when it comes through there, like whenever you come through Preston?
Exactly. I agree. That would be a great point. I think that's something that definitely should be looked into, because I believe that makes a huge difference here in Preston. You know, I've talked to several of the highway patrolmen and stuff, and they say that it's reduced the wrecks and accidents through there significantly. So, just about how hard would something like that be to address?
I'm not sure. I think we could probably I think maybe our roads program, that might be something to check to see if they, I think they have a pretty good connection or relationship with the state. So I think maybe we could see, ask them to seek an audience with the Department of Transportation and see if they would consider, knowing there's going to be two kind of major businesses there, the ability of maybe one of those signs that make everyone slow down 55 miles an hour, just like in Preston. I think that'd probably be the best approach to take, and just see if they could work that out. And they may want to be involved and recommend us as well to widen the driveway. All that may be one whole process, I think. Maybe if we're willing to widen the driveway, maybe they put those signs up or a speed limit through there. So, but I think they have such a good relationship with ODOT that I think that'd be the best place to go is start with the roads program and see if they can start. start that conversation.
Okay. So just for clarification, when we leave this room, whose responsibility is that? Is that National Council? Is that Mr. Is that Joetta? Is that Mr. Bissell?
I would definitely stay in contact with the AG's office. So
I'll contact you about this program. Just see if we can get that started.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Joyce.
I just had a question. Is this basically the same contract that you have with Muskogee?
And I haven't read it. That's the one I sent over here. If there were no changes, it would be the same.
I think we had a question with number 13, that if something should happen to you, that your heirs would be responsible. Is that ever cleared up?
Yeah.
Because they're making their contract with him, but if something should happen to him, we don't know the people.
It would be the heirs with Creek Blood that we have it. And the only change in this is that he's agreeing to purchase the building where Muskogee already had a building structure in place. So there was that agreement. But yes, we were able to address that in this new agreement on 13. So if anything ever happened to him, we still have an agreement in place with his daughters.
He's done very well for Muskogee. He started out with $2,000 a month and he's increased it since the time he's been running our smoke shop. The only other problem I have is that because of advertising space, he can't advertise it as Muskogee Indian Community Smoke Shop. It's been advertised as Muskogee Indian Smoke Shop rather than communities being left out. So we feel like, you know, that's our community's smoke shop, but it's not advertised that way.
And also with Muskogee, we have him fill out, just as a formal matter, a BIA lease. Not that it was really necessary, because he's not really leasing the property from the community, he's just operating it. But that was the way we presented it to National Council, because we wanted you all to be aware that there was a third party occupying the building, in essence, you know, and that's how you approved it. So that's that. We're not doing that again this time, because we have the operating agreement, we know how it is. And it's not really, he's not really leasing the building, he's just operating the community business.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. I agree with Ms. Barnett as far as the traffic, but I don't see the state putting in the traffic light there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other issue at the casino is you're coming uphill, you know, to that intersection or downhill, where this entryway is, it's pretty level. You can see both directions pretty good. Back when the community purchased the property where they are now, their community center, we went to the state and tried to get a turn from the south into there, so you didn't have to go down and turn around and come back. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't do it. But I visited with Mr. Boswell earlier. He knows Darren Saliba, who is the DOT guy from Muskogee that's in charge of this area, and I think he'd be willing to extend that whistle and make it longer so he can get in and out of there. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions? Yes.
On number 12, it says that further agree that should a larger or newer facility be spread on the premises, Mr. Boswell has the option to move that operation into that facility. Should he so choose? Does that just mean that facility he builds, or if just the Duck Creek community wants to put another building up? To me, it says that he has the option to move in there.
That, I believe this was put in here because there has been talk of Duck Creek community and a convenience store, mm-hmm, / smoke shop. I believe that's what that's referenced to. Is that right, Mr. Boswell?
Yes, sir.
So be able to move inside the convenience store.
Yeah, and if any building constructed where a smoke shop could operate out of, that he would have the option to utilize that facility. And we can clean that up a little bit more if we need to. To make that more clear, that it's not just for if the community wanted to, you know, maybe open up the, construct the barn as a convention center, that he can't just move in there if he wants to, but if it's something pertaining to a business enterprise with a smoke shop.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead. So, How about an agreement with Mr. Thayer at the other smoke shop up there in that corner? The smoke shop from Duck Creek closer. I know it's still within that 5 miles, but I mean, it's just moving one existing smoke shop, but it's not ran by the community anymore.
I have the legislation on hand.
Sorry?
I have the legislation of shutting down the smoke shop down the road.
Do you remember what the agreement was in the beginning on that?
The agreement was that we let Linda Kusher operate until we got our smoke shop running, up and running. And then after that, we had to have legislation to move her out because she was in the 5 mile radius of a community smoke shop, and she was not a community. She was only a tribal member. And anyway, the legislation got stuck somewhere. My late husband wrote the legislation, and I still have it to make her, or whoever owns it, whoever operates it, to move, to close it down.
Thank you. Ms. Dell, does that have any effect with Bob Wilmer, managing the property?
I think it's still a community smoke shop. So I don't know if it changes anything by him just coming in and operating it. And if it takes legislation, additional legislation, to shut down the individually owned one, I would assume until we make that determination to do that, that they could go to operate. Sounds like it's more of a decision on our part whether to move or to shut that individually. So I think by just moving a little bit closer, I think that should be good. Sounds like it falls in our court with what we want to do with the individually run smoke shop. If you decide to take no action on it, then we should run it to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Thomas Shihola?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Donna Green?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Troy Spear?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Chairman, got 8 in favor, 0 against.
8 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next thing, have any other business? No other business? Down to announcements? Anybody have any announcements? Next we have is our adjournment. And motion to adjourn. Ms. Johnny Green, can you give us a benediction and serve as a venue?
Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this day. Thank you for granting us the privilege to come together to meet for our nation. Watch over us and guide us as we make decisions. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.